This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. More college basketball talk on the show today. Couple of tough ones last night. Wake Forest didn't come through for us. Pitt did against UNC, but then Colorado fell short. We'll bounce back today. Player prop that I absolutely love. Some underdogs I like on the slate today as well. We'll continue talking about the Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Eagles. We looked at the quarterbacks yesterday. Today, we'll dive into the running back props for the Super Bowl. Kate Constable going to join us middle of the show for Model Making Money. And then also, we'll do a little golfing with Glasser out on this Wednesday. We got an elevated event, signature event, out at Pebble Beach this weekend. So we'll dive into some of those markets, give out some bets that we like. Also, I'll give out my full golf card at the end of the show, as well as my favorite plays of the day. Any questions, comments, thoughts, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL. It can be anything golf-related, college basketball, NFL. Let us know. Send in your questions. You can also go to YouTube, search Odyssey Sports, leave your questions there also. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. We're going off the glass here to start this Wednesday, and we got a good SEC slate tonight. Things start out in Baton Rouge with number one Auburn taking on LSU. Auburn favored by 11.5, and the total is 148.5. No official play for me on this game yet. At BetMGM, Auburn's 12.5-point favorites. Couple other shops, they're 11.5-point favorites. Yesterday, we faded Kansas in the first half against UCF, and then we also faded Tennessee. We took Kentucky, thought that was too many points. Both Tennessee and Kansas obviously had big games over the weekend, right? Tennessee played Auburn, Kansas played Houston, and both those teams came out flat, especially in the first half, and did not look good. That's what I'm a little worried about with Auburn tonight, and also Houston, who we'll get to in a little bit. But Auburn's undefeated in SEC play. They're the number one team in the country. Every time they play a team, especially when they're on the road, they're going to get everybody's best shot. LSU is one of the worst teams in the SEC, but they played Bama tough the other night. And now with Jahni Broome back for Auburn, I think having Broome out of the lineup when Auburn was big favorites, I think that helped them because other guys had to step up. They had to take on a bigger role without Broome. But now with Broome back, Auburn kind of settles into the team that they've been for much of the year. Some guys who were stepping up, some of their role players aren't going to have to do as much. And that actually might help LSU in this game if Auburn comes out a little flat. So no play for me. It would actually only be LSU or pass because I am worried about a little bit of an Auburn letdown after beating Tennessee over the weekend with College Game Day there, that being a top five matchup, huge game. So I'd lean LSU. No play for me in that game, though. Speaking of Houston, number 8 team in the country, taking on West Virginia, undefeated in Big 12 play, coming off of that crazy win against Kansas over the weekend. And they're going up against the Mountaineers team that's unranked, but has some of the best wins of any team in the country this year. They beat Gonzaga during Feast Week out in the Battle of Atlantis. They won at Kansas, and they also beat Iowa State. So West Virginia's kind of been this team all year that's played to the level of their competition, and they have upset some of the big boys in college basketball this season. I kind of think Houston could be on upset alert again tonight. The way that Houston is, with how good their defense is, they're going to suffocate teams, but their offense can go really hot or cold. And if Houston's missing their threes, they're going to be able to let West Virginia hang around in this game. So this line's kind of been moving all over the place. Opened 7.5, went to 8.5, back down to 7. Now it's up to 9.5. I think this is a really good buy on West Virginia. Plus the points, I'd take some money line with the Mountaineers as well. Then we got number 17, Wisconsin, on the road, taking on Maryland in College Park tonight. Terps are 4.5-point favorites with a total of 152.5. So this is one of those funky games where you have a ranked team in Wisconsin taking on an unranked team in Maryland. Maryland really should be ranked, though, in this game. They're coming off of a great week where they won at Illinois and at Indiana, which makes me want to kind of fade the Terps, because Kevin Willard, in his career with Maryland, has not been a good coach on the road in the Big Ten. Terps are, like, terrible on the road. They're very good at home, but I think after those two wins, I worry about Maryland coming back home, and the Badgers always play Maryland tough in College Park. They always do. Kind of like yesterday, we were talking about how Kentucky always plays Tennessee tough in Knoxville. Wisconsin's kind of the same way with Maryland. They always play good in College Park. So normally, whenever you get one of these games, ranked team on the road against an unranked team, and an unranked team's favored by about 2 possessions, 5.5, tend to like the unranked home team, but I kind of like the Badgers tonight. There's also a play on BetMGM where you can take Wisconsin first half, Maryland full game at plus 500. So if the Badgers are leading at halftime, Maryland wins the game, I like that play as well at 5-1. So a couple different ways you can attack it. I like the Badgers plus the points. I like that halftime full game play at plus 500 as well. Then we got the game of the night in the SEC. Number 4 Alabama taking on number 14 Mississippi State. This game opened as a pick. Now we're starting to see some Mississippi State money roll in. Bulldogs 1.5-point favorites with a total of 164.5. Bama's been one of the best road teams in college basketball this season. They've had a very difficult road schedule, but they've won at A&M, they've won at Kentucky, they've won at North Carolina, they've played at Purdue this season, so they've definitely challenged themselves on the road. And coming off of a game against LSU, where Mark Sears, their best player and one of the best players in the country, actually got benched by Nate Oates in the second half because Oates wasn't pleased with the way that Sears had been playing. Well, Oates has been on some radio shows in Tuscaloosa, and he talked about how Mark Sears has had his two best practices of the year the last 2 days. So it seems like Mark Sears has responded well to the benching. The last 2 years when Bama has played in Starkville against Mississippi State, Sears has scored 22 and 20 points. So he likes playing in this building. He likes this matchup against a Christian's defense. You combine that with the fact that he got benched in the second half. He had to sit there on the sideline and watch his teammates win the game for him against LSU. I think Sears responds in a big way. Favorite play of the night, over 20.5 points. If you can bet player props in college, I'd take the over points on Mark Sears tonight, over 20.5. Would probably lean Mississippi State towards the game, although Bama tends to play very well in Starkville. Tend to like the over, too. When Bama goes on the road, tend to be higher scoring games. So lean Mississippi State, lean over, but Mark Sears over points, going to be my favorite play in college basketball tonight. Then another good game in the SEC with Texas taking on number 23, Ole Miss. Rebels are 6.5-point favorites, a total of 141.5. Well, you got Chris Beard going up against his former team, right? Obviously used to be the Texas head coach. Now he's on the sideline with Ole Miss. I'm really not high on this Texas team all that much. They have trouble scoring a lot, and they're one of those teams that I like them at home in Austin, but I don't like them when we get them on the road. So I'm looking at a Texas team total under. This year, Texas has played two ranked teams on the road at SEC play. They played A&M and they played Florida. They've scored 60 points in both of those games. I'll take their team total under tonight at 67.5 against Ole Miss. All right, let's talk some Super Bowl here on Send It In. Yesterday, we talked about the quarterbacks. Today, we will dive into the running back market. And got a couple bets that I like in some of these markets. We'll start with the rushing props for all three running backs. Saquon Barkley, 114.5. Kareem Hunt, 44.5. And Isaiah Pacheco at 22.5. Look, 22.5 is a low number for Pacheco, but I would still go under that. He had 5 carries in both playoff games against the Texans and the Bills. He had 18 yards rushing against Buffalo and 12 yards rushing against Houston. Pacheco's just not right, and he hasn't been since coming back from the injury. And Kareem Hunt has emerged as running back number one for the Kansas City Chiefs. So, yes, Pacheco does have a 2-week rest period before the Super Bowl to try and get even healthier, but I think this is Kareem Hunt's job to lose, honestly, at running back right now. He's the guy that they're leaning on. So I would go under rushing yards for Kareem Hunt, or excuse me, for Isaiah Pacheco, under 22.5. I would go under rushing attempts for Isaiah Pacheco as well at 6.5. Barkley, his rushing attempts is 21.5, and his rushing yards is 114.5. I mean, at this point in the season, you know, these lines are so sharp. Philadelphia threw the ball, I think, a lot more than a bunch of us were expecting against Washington, and I think they're going to throw the ball a lot more against Kansas City than we all expect as well. So I'm staying away from the rushing yards and rushing attempts from Barkley, and I'm going to do the same with Kareem Hunt as well. Kansas City has definitely leaned a little bit more on the run in this postseason, but as we mentioned yesterday on the show, Mahomes has played in 4 Super Bowls. In 3 of the 4, he has gone over 40 pass attempts. Andy Reid knows in the biggest game of the year, you put the ball in the hands of your best player. So I'm a little worried about Kansas City not running the ball as much against Philadelphia as they have in their first 2 playoff games. So staying away from Kareem Hunt, staying away from Saquon Barkley, but I like under rushing yards and attempts for Isaiah Pacheco. The bet I do like on Saquon Barkley, and it's a scary one, but I like betting his longest rush under 23.5 yards. Now, what's so tough about a running back like Saquon is if you give him 19, 20 carries, you can do a good job at kind of limiting him for 16, 17, but it just takes 1 or 2 for him to break one 40, 50, 60 yards. And then obviously you lose your bet, you use the rushing yardage, you lose a bunch of different props. But Kansas City does such a good job at limiting explosive plays on the ground. You can maybe run on them for 5 yards, 7 yards, 9 yards, but breaking 20 yards, 30, 40 yards on Kansas City's defense, especially when they have 2 weeks to prepare, is really tough. So I like Saquon under longest rush, actually, at 23.5. Kareem Hunt's is 11.5. Isaiah Pacheco is 8.5. I'm staying away from both of those. We also have rushing and receiving yards props available as well. Instead of betting Isaiah Pacheco under rushing yards at 22.5, you could also just bet his under rushing and receiving yards at 30.5. Give yourself a little more cushion. Obviously, you're dealing with the receiving and the rushing yards, but Pacheco didn't have any receptions against Houston. He had 2 for 12 yards against Buffalo. So obviously, you're putting more things into play if you take the under on that, but if you want more yardage to work with, that could be another way of attacking a Pacheco under as well. Some other markets I think are interesting in the Super Bowl for some of these running backs, the race to 20 yards in the game, right? Saquon's the heavy favorite to be the first running back to reach 20 yards. He's minus 235. Then you have Kareem Hunt at plus 300, and you have Isaiah Pacheco at 12-1. And look, if Kansas City gets the ball first, there's really not much Saquon can do. If Kareem Hunt breaks off a 14-yard run, and then he gets a 7-yard run, you win your bet. So I kind of like the idea of betting Kareem Hunt at plus 300, maybe taking a flyer on Isaiah Pacheco at 12-1. It's not like I'm saying that they're going to have more rushing yards in the game than Barkley, but if they do start with the ball first, then there's a chance that Hunt might break off a run and clip that. So I think the race to 20 yards is interesting, especially for the prices that you're getting on both Kansas City running backs. And then we have the touchdown markets on these running backs. Saquon's anytime touchdowns, minus 200. Kareem Hunt's is plus 140. And Isaiah Pacheco is plus 260. I wouldn't lay a minus 200 with Saquon, even though he's likely to find the end zone. Kansas City, historically, especially in the playoffs, has been very good at limiting running touchdowns. So even though James Cook did have a good day against the Chiefs in the AFC title game. Don't want to lay minus 200 with Saquon. I think Kareem Hunt would be the guy that I would look at plus 140 if I were to bet an anytime touchdown. So interesting markets there in the running back. I like Saquon longest rush under 23.5. I like Pacheco under yards, under attempts as well. And then I think the race to 20 yards market, looking at Kareem Hunt there plus 300. That is an interesting look as well. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Kate Constable. And giving us some plays here on Send It In. Kate, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, five-star plays in the NBA today. The Phoenix Suns +1 against the Timberwolves. This one's kind of interesting because when these two teams met in the playoffs last year in the first round, the Wolves swept the Suns. So I know this Wolves team is a little different this year with the trade for Karl-Anthony Towns, Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo. So Suns +1, five-star play. This model, our model actually, also makes this Suns -4. So you're getting a very good price. The model thinks the Suns should be favored here at +1. You're getting them as an underdog.
All right, very good. Should be a good game tonight in the association. Kate, what about yourself? What are some of your favorite bets for the day?
Yeah, PJ, it's not often that I back the Chicago Bulls in any capacity, but I'm going to do that tonight against the Celtics. The Celtics have been struggling a lot lately. They just lost to the Rockets the other night. Their offense has been, you know, kind of the main point of contention here. They've dropped to just 13th in offensive efficiency this month, and they're just 8-6 straight up. So I've lost quite a few games. Now, I could totally see this being an absolute blowout if the Celtics get hot and hit a ton of threes like they have been prior to this month. But Chicago is kind of sneaky in knocking off tough teams. They just beat the Nuggets the other night by 8 points. They were 9.5-point home underdogs in that game. And since November, the Bulls are 3-1 against the spread as underdogs of 9.5 points or more. So I'm going to take a flyer on Bulls +14.5 against Boston tonight.
All right, I like it. Good thought there. Good handicap with Chicago against Boston. Kate, I'm glad you're on the show today because the last couple days we've been getting some blockbuster trades in the WNBA. I want to get your thoughts on some of these. We'll start with the Kelsey Plum trade where she goes from Las Vegas to LA. She now teams up with Cameron Brink on the Sparks, and then Jewel Lloyd goes to the Aces. What did you make of that trade? Did you think there was a clear winner? And do you like either of those teams heading in next season? Probably more so the Sparks, since obviously the Aces are perennial championship contender.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised when I saw this come through just because Kelsey Plum, it just seems synonymous to the Aces. She's been there forever. That I was kind of shocked to see her on the move, but apparently she signed off on the trade. She was ready to find something else. And bringing in Jewel Lloyd, it wasn't shocking to see her leave Seattle. She had filed for discrimination and harassment against their head coach. There was an investigation that went into that and found out that the Storm were not doing anything wrong. But yeah, Jewel Lloyd on the move. It doesn't feel like it's necessarily a massive upgrade from Plum. I think maybe a slight upgrade, but it almost just kind of feels like a lateral move in terms of Jewel Lloyd replacing Kelsey Plum, fine for the Aces. Their odds dipped slightly. They went from plus 280, the second favorite team to win the title, to plus 250 after that move. The Sparks, it was a huge shift in their odds. They went from 125-1 to 35-1. So pairing Kelsey Plum, who's a great three-point shooter who could run the point, with Cameron Brink and that Sparks team that's kind of rebuilding a little, but should be better this year, especially with Cameron Brink back and fully healthy for an entire season. I think they could be decent. Do I think they're going to win the title this year? No, I think they still have a ways to go, but Kelsey Plum is certainly going to help that. So in terms of betting for the title, I mean, I would only look at the Aces over the Sparks. I still think the Sparks have a little ways to go, but they did get significantly better with Kelsey Plum going over to LA.
Yeah, they certainly did. Can't wait to watch that duo with her and Cameron Brink. And then, Kate, we all thought we were done. That was the big trade. And then we get another one with Alyssa Thomas going from the Sun to the Mercury now. And then Brittany Griner also, she decided she's going to leave the Mercury. She goes to the Atlanta Dream. So a lot of things happening in the WNBA. What'd you make of the Alyssa Thomas move? Maybe not the player she quite once was when she won the MVP, but still very, very good.
Yeah, still very good. And it felt like the Mercury kind of needed to mix some things up. And so I actually like this move of Brittany Griner moving on, her first time in free agency. She wants a new, fresh kind of change of pace, and Atlanta's a good spot for her. They have Ryan Howard, they have Alicia Gray. Howard was a number one overall pick, Gray was a lottery pick, and they traded for her the other day. So the dream right now, they're 40-1, still a ways to go, kind of like the Sparks in terms of actually being a title contender. But I do like Alyssa Thomas going over to the Phoenix Mercury. Again, I just kind of think they needed to shake things up, and Griner, as good as she is, had kind of run the course there in Phoenix a little bit. It'll be interesting. I've heard some rumblings that Phoenix is going to look to add a couple other players. One of those could be Dawana Bonner, who is married to Alyssa Thomas. So I wouldn't be shocked if that happened, because, you know, that would kind of be nice if they could live in the same state together while they're playing. And Dawana Bonner would be a massive upgrade on that team. She's phenomenal too. So I think this is fun for the league, just kind of shaking it up a little. We've had quite a few teams at the top, kind of a top heavy league these last couple of years, and I think this is really going to shake things up and kind of even the playing field a little bit, or at least you know, cause some other teams to have a shot at being successful this year.
Kate, it kind of feels like the WNBA was in their phase where it was like Liberty and Aces, right, when it was like Warriors, Cavs all those years, and now we're starting to get some more parity, we're starting to get some more trades. So I agree with you. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Should be a great WNBA season. Before I let you go, obviously we got the Super Bowl counting down the days until kickoff. On the show today, we were talking about running back props. Anything, Kate, in the market right now that you like for any of the running backs? It can be Saquon, Pacheco, Kareem Hunt. Anything when you look at the running back props that you like for the Super Bowl?
I bet Pacheco unders in the AFC Championship game. That was great. I would go back and do that again. Saquon Barkley, I also sprinkled him to win MVP. If the Eagles end up winning, I think he could be a very viable MVP candidate. His odds are shorter than Jalen Hurts, which kind of shows you that the books are, usually it's a quarterback award, but not necessarily for this Eagles team with how good Saquon has been this season. Now, if Saquon wins MVP, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl and he takes home that honor, he's likely to have a massive game. So you would be looking at taking his overs there as well, but you get 4-1, 5-1, depending on where you are looking for MVP versus, you know, -110, 115 to go over his rushing yard prop. If you did want to go just the yards or anything like that, I think you look at his longest rush yard. We saw him the very first play of the game in the NFC Championship game rip off a 60-yard touchdown run. He can do things like that at any given moment. So I like his longest rush. I like Pacheco unders, and I like Saquon for a little sprinkle at MVP.
All right, very good. A lot of good stuff today. Kate Constable joining us here on Send It In for Model Making Money. Kate, always great talking to you. We'll catch up again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, before we dive into some golf, B Mills, K Homers, I see you guys are typing a lot of stuff in the chat. Love that. B Mills, we'll start with you. Hi, Peach. College basketball plays that I like today. West Virginia +8.5. Totally with you there. I'm taking some money line as well, B Mills, against Houston. Virginia Tech +11.5 against Florida State. I like that one too. Seems like way too many points for Florida State. And then Virginia +100 against Miami. That one's a stay away from me, B-Mills, right? You got a Miami team that's maybe like the worst team in Power 4, Power 5 college basketball, and they're favorites tonight. But like, do you really trust them? Virginia's so bad too. I stayed away from that game. If anything, I'd probably play Miami just because they're favored in the game. But I'm with you on Virginia Tech and West Virginia as well. And then also you want to know Mahomes and Jalen Hurts first to 20 rushing yards. I wonder what that would be. One run could do it early. Don't like it as much for the quarterbacks. I certainly think there's value on the Chiefs running backs against Saquon. But look, we had Mahomes rushing yards in the AFC title game against Buffalo. That went over easy. It's 29.5 in the Super Bowl. I would kind of come right back to that, guys, at 30. Look, the Eagles' defense is great, right? Their corners are awesome. Their D-line led by Jalen Carter is really good, too. Mahomes is going to have to run around and make some plays, so I think he's going to do that. I like his over rushing yards, so maybe not a race to 20 B-Mills, but I like Mahomes over rushing yards. And then Kay Hilmers, any thoughts on Pirine or Gainwell? Gainwell got a lot of love last time these two teams squared off. Not seeing anything post for them yet, though. Pirine's over 6.5 receiving yards. I think I like that. I'm totally with you on Pirine. If that's 6.5, I think that's a great number on his receiving yards. Gainwell, I think's really interesting too, because he did play quite a bit in the NFC Championship game, even before things got a little bit out of reach. So I'm with you. I want to see what Gainwell's numbers are. But with all the talk about Saquon, K-Homers, I think there could be some value on Gainwell there. But I do like P. Ryan's over receiving yards. I think that's a good look for sure. All right, let's talk some golf. Great tournament this week. AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am at one of the best courses in the country. Bringing on our guy, Shawnee Sharp. What's our first this or that we got for us, Sean?
Yeah, Peach, let's go to the number one player in the world here, Scottie Scheffler, making his debut this season. Scottie Scheffler to finish in the top five is minus 110, or for Scottie Scheffler's first round score to be over 69.5 at plus 120.
I mean, Scottie Scheffler, top five. B-Mills, we love this, right? It's like old reliable. We're right back to it. I think you got to take it. Minus 110 for Scottie to finish in the top five. Feels like all these elevated events, we lean on like the Morikawas and the Justin Thomases and the Schauffeles and the Rorys. I know Xander's not playing this week, but at the end of the day, Scottie's always in contention. I know he's coming off an injury. This is his first event yet. All indications point like he looks like Scottie, but man, if you're getting him for an event, especially where there's no cut, right? So Scottie's guaranteed four rounds this week. And if Scottie's guaranteed 72 holes, there's a good chance he's going to be in the top five. So I think you got to take that one at minus 110.
All right, how about a hole-in-one in the whole tournament? Yes is even money at plus 100. No is at minus 125.
I would go no at minus 125. The seventh hole, the par three at Pebble Beach, one of the most picturesque, iconic par threes in the world. It's short. It's like barely over 100 yards. That's probably the best chance these guys have at getting a hole in one, but the hole is right off the ocean, and the wind could be blowing any which way. If you're giving me like minus 125 on a no hole in one, I'll probably take that every single time. So I would lean towards that one.
All right, how about a USA winner? It's very juicy, minus 160, or the field at plus 125?
Yeah, the field price isn't juicy enough for me to get involved in that. I mean, you got so much firepower on the USA side, right? Like, you look at the top of the leaderboard, you got Scottie, Morikawa, JT. You do have Rory up there, and Ludwig and Hideki is some of the non-USA guys that could contend, but I just think realistically you're looking at a USA guy winning the award. If the field price was like plus 145, plus 150, that'd be a different conversation. But I think at the current prices, it's a stay away for me. And if anything, I'd probably lay the juice with the USA.
All right. How about one of the guys you're talking about here, Colin Morikawa, who I feel like I hear everyone talking about for this event right now. To finish in the top 10 is at even money at plus 100.
Yeah, I like Colin this week, guys. I mean, look, I think Colin's poised for a big year. When he's on, he's one of the best iron players in the world, and this course should set up really well for him. It's a shorter course, and it's all about iron play. These are some of the smallest greens that they'll play all year on the PGA Tour. He's a California kid. He went to Berkeley, so this is right up his alley, Northern California, that neck of the woods. I like Colin, top 10 finish, especially at plus 100.
All right, three more here for you, Peach. Your top 20 finish over at BetMGM, Ludwig Aubert and Rory McIlroy to both finish in the top 20s at plus 125.
I would not take that. I'm scared of Ludwig this week just because he didn't feel well during the weekend at Torrey Pines. And Ludwig, the last like year and a half since he's really burst onto the scene, he's an incredible like first and second round golfer. And then when we get to the weekend, especially when he's in contention in the third round and in the fourth round, he's kind of like the Michael Jordan to Tommy Fleetwoods at this point almost, right? Like, Ludwig's so good. He's such a superstar. But I'm, like, really worried about how much of a non-factor he's been on the weekend, especially in the fourth round. So I'm going to fade that. I'm worried about Ludwig this week. He's not feeling well. And I just don't like how he's been falling off a cliff in the final round.
All right, how about a couple big names here that I think people will be shocked to see how far they are down the board. Top 20 finish, they're all at plus 140. Victor Hovland, Will Zalatoris, or Wyndham Clark?
Of all those guys, I'd probably take Willie Z. You know, again, this is a shorter golf course. It's a par 72, 7,000 yards. So you don't have to hit it a mile like Wyndham and Hovland do. Now, Willie Z hits it pretty far, too. But I'm looking for the best iron player. That's Will. And I'm looking for a golfer that putts well on difficult golf courses. That's also Will. And we know Willie Z is always a factor in majors and always at U.S. Opens. And Pebble Beach is a U.S. Open golf course. So I would expect Willie Z, of these guys, to be the guy likely in contention, likely to finish top 20. So I'll take Will.
All right, last one here for you, Peach. I'll give you a couple names here for top Englishmen: Tommy Fleetwood, Aaron Rye, Harry Hall, Matty Fitz, or Justin Rose.
Yeah, all interesting options. I'll actually go with Aaron Rye at plus 350. Aaron Rye is another guy who's a really good iron player. I like how he flights the ball in the wind. That's always something you have to consider at Pebble Beach. So I'll go Aaron Rye, top Englishman, at plus 350. I like the value there for him. All right, let's go to PJ's plays. Look at our best bets for the day. Also give out our golf card at Pebble Beach. Prop lock for the Super Bowl today is going to be Saquon Barkley, longest rush, under 23 and a half yards. Chiefs just do such a good job at preventing the long explosive runs. I'll go under 23 and a half for Saquon's longest rush. Give me West Virginia plus 9.5 against Houston. Mountaineers have beaten Gonzaga, Kansas, and Iowa State this season. I think Houston better be careful tonight on the road. And then my best bet, Mark Sears, over 20 and a half points for Bama tonight. He got benched in the second half on Saturday night against LSU. Nate Oates wasn't happy with the way that Sears was playing. And Nate has come out and said the last 2 days of practice have been Sears' best practices all year. I love the way that Sears has responded. The last 2 years at Mississippi State, he scored 20 and 22 points. Over 20 and a half points tonight for Mark Sears is my favorite play of the night. And then looking at golf here, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, talked about yesterday. Love Justin Thomas, 14 to 1. Also like Sam Burns as well. Those would be my two outright winners. Morikawa, we just talked about. Aaron Rye and JT, guys I would look at for the top 10. And then Burns, Shane Lowry, and Denny McCarthy, three bets that I like for the top 20 as well. So that's our golf card this week for the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Once again, our best bets for today: Saquon Barkley, longest rush, under 23 and a half yards. West Virginia, plus 9.5 against Houston's my dog of the day. And Mark Sears, over 20 and a half points, is going to be my another prop lock and my best bet for the night against Mississippi State. Thanks again to Kate Constable for joining us on the show today. Trista Crick joins us tomorrow to talk some NBA and some Super Bowl. We will see you guys then. Have a great rest of your day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.